As one Fred Rogers once said, look for the helpers. That's what the UNC football team did, indeed what it had to do, after seeing a chance to win Saturday night's game with App State slip through its fingers. Kicker Ryan Coe had just sent his game-winning 39-yard field goal attempt well wide of the mark, and the Tar Heels were dumbstruck. The Mountaineers were rowdy, filled with the instant injection of new life only college football can give. The game could have easily slipped away from Carolina at this moment. But it didn't, thanks to the contributions of some vital on-field leaders. Head coach Mack Brown explains.
When you see guys like Sid Gray, he's just phenomenal with his leadership and pulling guys up and picking guys up, and Kamen Rucker, those two guys are so emotional on the sideline, and they are not going to let people get down. Offensively, Drake, he just glows with confidence and always knows we're going to win the game. And Corey Gaynor is that way. Corey Gaynor picks up that offensive line, so those guys probably were the best leaders on the field.
May and Gaynor's glowing confidence rubbed off on the rest of the offense, which had no trouble scoring on both of its possessions in overtime. May even added a little flair after scoring his first rushing touchdown of the season, and said afterward that rare show of emotion was rooted in past shortcomings.
You know, last year in overtime, the state, you know, just left a bad taste in our mouth. You know, overtime should be, you know, something to pride ourselves in, and you know, just having fun, making plays, and did a finger roll, so it is what it is. Glad I didn't get a penalty.
May's touchdown set the stage for the defense to win the game. Though Gray and Rucker weren't nearly as productive against the Mountaineers as they were the previous weekend against South Carolina, it was critical pressure from Rucker which forced App quarterback Joey Aguilar's fourth down throw to float just out of the reach of his intended target. The senior Gray, who had just completed likely his final home opener as a Tar Heel, refused to take credit for firing the defense up before the overtime, but instead noted the group's constant readiness as a reason for the game-winning stop.
You never stay high or never stay too low until the clock hits zero. I think that's the biggest thing for me. You know, as a defense, we knew it was a possibility that he could have missed that field goal. Unfortunately, that ended up happening. And the last thing you want to do is just be complaining and worried about it. You have to go play in overtime. And if you want to win, you got to forget that.
Taken purely by comparison with last season's game against App, Saturday was a major step forward for Gray and the defense. Allowing 34 points in a double overtime game after allowing 40 in the fourth quarter alone last September will do that. After that game, Brown noted players on the defense snapping at each other on the sideline after particularly frustrating sequences. The Hall of Famer didn't mention any such incidents on Saturday.
We would have lost this game at times, probably even last year. But the guys never got their head down. They kept fighting. There's a lot of great things that come out of this game, and your goal is to be 2-0, and we're 2-0, and very few people in the country are.
Carolina fans can only hope the path to 3-0 next weekend at home against Minnesota doesn't include the wild emotional swings of last weekend. But if it does, the Tar Heels can do what they did then. Look for the helpers. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.